And there's a Cowhide Creek down toward Marlin Road, Old Marlin Road. And I don't know. I don't guess there's any others.
Okay.
We don't have many.
Yeah. They ever had much trouble with these creeks overflowing?
Oh, yes. Tewakana always does. I've walked over there when it come big rain, and Tewakana would be out.
Yeah.
Has high bridge across it. Yeah. Well, of course, when you go across Tewakana Creek, you go right straight up onto the highway again. I mean, it's just right uphill.
Uh-huh.
And the same way, it's more gradual this side uh-huh. of Tewakana. And then the railroad bridge comes across, Cotton Belt, St. Louis Southwestern.
Uh-huh.
And then down here on this used to be the old Axel Road.
Oh, uh-huh, yeah.
This Harrison Street was.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you went right on, and they just widened it. This back here is a just went right on into it, see.
Uh-huh.
Carried it right on. Uh-huh. But when you get away on out on top of the pass to Walkner Creek, well then it branches off and goes around, goes into Axtell, and this goes on to Corsicana.
Oh, uh-huh.
This back here.
I know. See. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And then we have what they call the Lower Axtell Road now.
Uh-huh.
And there's a right down here, there's a lane that goes through, and that's Penton Lane, and it goes into the old Axtell Road again, and comes in and goes right into Axtell.
Uh-huh.
So it's just used to have little cow trails.
Yeah, you got several ways you can get there, huh? Let's see. What would you call a big rise in land?
Hill.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you call that thing right there to turn to open the door?
Doorknob.
Okay. Now, would you ever use knob to describe something like a hill?
Yeah, knob hills. I don't know what the difference is in that now,
yeah.
But that's just a little knob hill, they'd say.
Uh-huh. I don't know what that is either.
I don't know what the difference
this
is.
This is that thing we never had in Wichita Falls, was hills.
Yeah, I think that it's like other things. It's the locality, they'll call. Well, this is a knob hill over down to by Smith's place or so-and-so, you know, like something like that.
Uh-huh.
I think that it all depends on the locale.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, probably right. What would you say, what would you call the side of a mountain that drops off real sharp?
Bluff.
Okay. Anything else you might call it?
Well, wall.
Okay, but like that thing that turkey ran into that you shot.
That what?
That turkey that you shot, that wild turkey.
Yeah, it hit the side of the mountain.
Okay.
Bluff or high bluff.
Okay. Up in the mountains where the road, there's a low place like this, and the road goes through the low place. What do you call that low place like that?
You mean a tunnel?
Well, no, just...
No,
just
there's no enclosure.
No, yeah.
Enclosure would be a tunnel.
Yeah. Well, just a low place in the mountains where the
well,
road could
it, go. Well, you just... they built the road through the tunnel, through the bluff.
Okay. Used to be back in the old West when a gunfighter would kill somebody, he'd carve a little thing in his gun handle or in his belt or something. What
yeah.
do you call that little thing he carved in his gun handle?
Just notch.
Okay. Did you hear notch used to talk about hills and stuff or a place between hills?
Where?
Did you ever hear the word notch used about hills?
No.
No? Okay.
Never did.
No,
they notched the gun for everyone they'd killed.
Yeah.